Welcome to the Bible Tells Me So, a program sponsored by Starting With Jesus. I'm Miss Katie, your host today. We have Micah to read our questions. Pastor Jonathan is with us to help us find the answer in our Bibles. And Aiden will read the Bible verse for us. Do you have your Bible ready? If you don't, you might want to go and get it so we can find and read the answers together. Let's go ahead and get started. Our question today is from Audrey in California. Audrey has this question for us. Micah, what's the question?
Who is Jesus praying to since he is God?
That's a great question. If you have your Bibles with you, let's turn to Colossians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9.
Colossians 2, verse 8 and 9. All right. Colossians is in the New Testament. Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. So it's right after Philippians. It's a little book. Colossians chapter what?
2.
Chapter 2.
Verses 8 and 9.
Verse 8 and 9. All right, Aiden, read that for us. What does that say?
Beware lest anyone teach you philosophy and empty deceit according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
You may have heard someone say that there is one God, and this is true. But it's more accurate to say that there is one Godhead made up of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So when Jesus, God the Son, left God the Father in heaven to come to this earth as a human, who did he pray to? Well, he prayed to his Father in heaven. For hundreds of years, people have tried to explain how one God can exist as three individuals. What matters is this. The same Father in heaven who Jesus prayed to wants to hear your prayers as well.
And you know, Jesus even said, this is how you should pray, our Father, which art in heaven. Probably some of you kids know that. And so just as Jesus was praying to his Father, he wants us to pray to his Father too. That's so neat. Thanks, Audrey, for that question. We're really thankful for it. And kids, we're so glad you joined us today. And we want to remind you to start each and every day with Jesus. Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. Have you ever been scared of the dark? I have. Even now as an adult, I don't like to sleep overnight all by myself without anyone else in the house. I don't like it. But do you know what I do when I get scared? I stop and I remember that Jesus is with me. I don't have to be afraid, even when there are shadows all around me. Like the song says, I can sleep in peace because He is with me.
Anywhere with Jesus, I'll get
I can't.
We have a great big story today about a special missionary named Philip. We're going to learn all about him, but before we get started, let's bow our heads and pray. Lord, thank you for this time we have to spend with you. Please help us to put aside the distractions to focus on you. In Jesus' name, amen. You're going to need your Bibles today because we are going to look up this story in the Bible and we are going to read through it. Now, we're going to read through it just section by section, but you're going to want your Bibles. So if you haven't already gotten your Bibles, go get them. If you need to pause this recording, you can. Go get your Bibles and we are going to read through this story together. It's a pretty exciting one. Many members of the church in Jerusalem had quickly moved to other places where they would be safer. Do you think that they were afraid to talk about Jesus anymore? Maybe they were like, oh, I was so scared, and so I'm just not going to say anything. No, let's start out today. Open your Bibles to Acts chapter 8, verse 4. We are going to start in Acts chapter 8, verse 4. Acts is the fifth book in the New Testament. Acts chapter 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, chapter 8, verse 4. Once we read this, don't close your Bible because we are going to read a bunch of verses right here in Acts chapter 8. So I'm just preparing you ahead of time. Don't close your Bible. Let's read Acts chapter 8, verse 4, and then we will talk about it, and then we'll go to the next verse, okay? So, what does Acts chapter 8, verse 4 say?
Therefore, those who were scattered went everywhere, preaching the word.
They went everywhere. Does it say they just went north? Or they just went south? Or they just went east or west? No, they went everywhere, preaching the word. So, they didn't just go everywhere being quiet. They went everywhere preaching, spreading the word. Satan's plan to stop people from learning about Jesus was not working. No, not at all. Now the story of Jesus was spreading all over. Oh, that was super exciting. It was like seed being planted in many places instead of just one place. I want to tell you about something in my garden. Last year, I decided I wanted to plant sunflower seeds to feed the birds. So I planted all these seeds. Not a ton, but, you know, I spaced them apart and I planted all these seeds, probably about 20 sunflowers. They came up, they were beautiful, the birds ate some of the seeds, but there were quite a few that when I pulled out the dead sunflowers in the wintertime, there was a lot of seeds that fell on the ground, and I just left them. Well, then in the spring, I dug up the ground, making sure that it was ready to plant, and guess what happened? Those sunflower seeds started growing, and they started growing more and more, and those 20 sunflowers that I planted last year, this year, there's over 100. They are all over. I've had to pick them out and just leave certain ones in the places that I want them, but what started out with just a couple of seeds became hundreds. That's what was happening in Jerusalem. The people were scattering, just like my sunflower seeds scattered, the people were scattering and sharing about Jesus everywhere, and many people were believing. The name of one of the deacons who left Jerusalem, his name was Philip. He was a powerful preacher. So where did he go? Look at verse 5. You didn't close your Bible, did you? I hope not. Acts chapter 8, verse 5. Let's see what verse 5 says.
Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them.
So where did Philip go? He went to Samaria. Have you heard Samaria before? Do you know another story that happened in Samaria? You're right, the woman at the well. And Jesus shared with her all kinds of things and talked with her. And she went and got the whole city to come and hear him. And then they asked him to stay for many days. Remember, the Jews and the Samaritans had been enemies. Well, now Philip is going to Samaria. He's going there to share the gospel. So let's read verses 6, 7, and 8. Let's see what that says.
And the multitude with one accord heeded the things spoken by Philip, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. for unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many who were possessed, and many who were paralyzed and lame were healed. And there was great joy in that city.
There were some amazing things happening, weren't there? Miracles were being done. And how were the people feeling? Were they sad? No. Verse 8 says there was great joy in that city. So we know that there was great joy. They were happy. They were excited. Well, one person in Samaria who watched and listened to Philip, his name was Simon. And it's not Simon Peter. This is Simon, who was a Samaritan. Everyone, children and grown-ups, knew about the amazing things that Simon did. And people thought that God was helping Simon. They didn't know that really it was Satan who was helping him. So let's read it. Verse 9, 10, and 11. Acts chapter 8, verse 9, 10, and 11. Let's read that together.
But there was a certain man called Simon who previously practiced sorcery in the city and astonished the people of Samaria, claiming that he was someone great, to whom they all gave heed from the least to the greatest, saying, "This man is the great power of God." And they heeded him because he had astonished them with his sorceries for a long time.
Simon was basically a magician. He did magic tricks. And sometimes people are like, "Ooh, magic tricks are really fun." But what Simon was doing was not fun. These were things that Satan was giving him power to do. After watching the wonderful miracles that Philip did through the power of the Holy Spirit, Simon believed in Jesus too. And guess what? He was baptized. Look at verse 13.
Then Simon himself also believed, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and was amazed seeing the miracles and signs which were done.
Not only was he baptized, but he followed Philip. He continued with Philip. He went with him, and he was amazed at the things that Philip did because of the power of the Holy Spirit. Well, Philip needed some help. Everyone was being converted, and he needed help teaching and mentoring, so he sent word to Jerusalem, and Peter and John came to help Philip. Simon was watching Peter and John, and oh, he wanted that same kind of power that God had given to them. So what did Simon do? Look at verses 18 and 19. What did Simon say to them?
And when Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money, saying, "Give me this power also, that anyone on whom I lay hands may receive the Holy Spirit."
He wanted to pay to get that same kind of power. But is that how God works? No. God does not give us power if we pay him. God gives us power because he loves us and he cares for us and we ask him. Peter was shocked. How terrible it was to think that anyone would try to buy the power of the Holy Spirit. Peter and John and Philip, they could see at once that Simon just wanted to be able to do wonderful miracles. So how did Peter answer Simon? Look at verse 20, 21, and 22.
But Peter said to him, "Your money perish with you, because you thought that the gift of God could be purchased with money. You have neither part nor portion in this matter, for your heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent, therefore, of this your wickedness, and pray, God, if perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven you."
Peter encouraged him to repent and to pray that God would help him. Now, do you think that Simon was like, "Oh, I can't believe that they told me that"? No. I love verse 24, where Simon says, "Pray to the Lord for me, that none of these things which you have spoken may come upon me." Simon realized that what he did was wrong, and he asked for prayer. He asked that they would help him. Boys and girls, can anyone ever buy God's blessings? even if you could pay every single dollar in the whole entire world, or every single rupee, or every single denarii? Of course not. He wants us to give him our whole hearts. I want to give him my heart today, don't you? Well, let's bow our heads and let's tell him. Lord, we want to pause right now and give you our hearts. Come into them. Live in us. Give us your Holy Spirit to do what is right and to have the power to do what is right. We love you. Amen.
Acts 1:8.
And you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses to me to the end of the earth. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.